After the war for independence. Those boys in the basement, middle school aged, unruly, kiss pinballing among the wood panels, destroyer, scent of model glue and some stepmother's menthols, heavy in the already heavy air. No AC. The 5th of July. Five of us at a table, unraveling duds and unspent bottle rockets, collecting silver powder on paper sheets, shaking it into larger and larger stockpiles beside stolen rolling paper. We'd pick up each unused fuse, measure its length. The '70s, the five boroughs seemed so close to detonation, the whole country. We were mesmerized by destruction on TV, on the streets, on movie screens in the cinemas we snuck into, the films rated R for nudity, language, and violence. We were all braggadocio. This was the adult world we were prepping for, so why wouldn't we strive to make a bigger bang, something louder, like a forgotten villain, harbinger of chaos and laughter? The rest couldn't know one of us would blow up a payphone hoping for a cavalcade of dimes, and he couldn't know just then, as the lit fuse dwindled toward detonation, a woman would need to make a call. Was it the concussion that made our windows tremble? This wasn't Belfast or London, not Beirut or Tel Aviv. The only troubles we knew were the ones we sought, or an electric guitar squeal and bursts of percussion. There was no ideology beyond boredom and curiosity, beyond nameless frustration. In the discussions later, he lacked remorse, asserted only that she'd been unlucky. Wrong place, wrong time, as if my friend were a sudden acolyte of fate, some accursed angel. If I remained silent, it was because I was culpable, because I was lonely and knew not to snitch, because I realized such a news story might be pushed back to page 3 when a body was found, headless, with no ID in a dumpster. But I couldn't know that, except in hindsight. Face facts. We were 13, incapable of perceiving anyone's pain but our own, which was existential and without words. All that night, I used the abacus of a rosary to tally up my sins, sum up my years to come in purgatory. The smell outside, all sulfur and brimstone, when the sun finally burned the haze away. How the asphalt almost melted. It glowed watery in the distance like a mirage. The beat cops talked to so many in the neighborhood for a few days. One said he was listening to every lead. Another that the woman lost an ear, her face scalded and scarred. Someone said he picked up from the other side of the police tape $15 in change. That was the last time we spoke, though I'd continue to give him a nod when we passed or between classes, because that's how conspirators work. How cool that basement was, though I refused to go back, choosing to sweat in front of Wile E. Coyote's explosions. The Roadrunner, always fast enough. When the phone rang, I wouldn't answer it, just let it jingle in the empty kitchen.